Rashi ala Torah, Parashat Tazria, Aliyat Rishon. The parasha starts off by talking about the laws of Tum'ah v'Tahara, the laws of a woman becoming impure at the point of childbirth. The pasuk says, Isha ki Tazria v'yaleda zachar, when a woman conceives and gives birth to a boy, v'tame'ah shivat yamim, she becomes impure for a 7-day period. Rashi, right here at the beginning of the parasha, comments and he says that we are talking about these laws, the laws of Tum'ah and Tahara, right after we talk about the laws of pure and impure, kosher and unkosher, animals and birds in the end of Parashat Shemini. Why do we first state the laws of the animals in terms of kosher and not kosher, and then we talk about the purity, impurity of man afterwards? Why don't we flip the order? So answers Rashi, Amar bisimlai, Keshem sheyitzirato shel Adam hayeta ahar yitziratam shel kol behema hayava of maaseh bereshit, says Rabbi Simlai, just like the creation of man was after the creation of the animals and the birds in the story of Bereshit, that first we had the birds and the animals created, and then right at the end man was created. Kach torato same thing with the laws. When we're talking about the laws of man, first we'll elaborate and we'll discuss the laws of the animals, pure and impure, and then we'll get into the laws of man, of mankind, of pure and impure with mankind after we finish discussing the animals. The Or Gedaliahu, Rabbi Gedaliah Shor, elaborates on this Rashi and really says that we're taking the Yetzirah to the next step now with the laws of Tum'ah and Tahara. The whole purpose of the creation of the world was mankind. All of the animals, everything that came before the creation of man was for the purpose of man. He is the peak of the creation of Ma'aseh Bereshit. But the story of man has more to go. If the man was just created and Ma'aseh Bereshit stopped over there, we wouldn't have fulfilled the purpose of the creation. And that's why we jump and we connect this idea of childbirth and Tum'ah and Tahara. The purpose of the continued creation, of man's continuation with giving birth to children, is for the purposes of Tum'ah and Tahara. And that a person has to realize that they're above the animal world. The animal world stops, is earlier, doesn't have the ability to tap in to an innate kiddushah, the holiness. Man does, on the other hand. Man has the ability to uplift creation, to pursue purity, to avoid tum'ah, and to have the ability to move on to the point where they're giving birth to more children, and those children with the next mitzvah, the next pasuk says, "Bayom ha-shemini yimol besar orlato." On the 8th day, the 8th, which is one day more than the creation of the world, a person has to give his son a brit milah. And that's why when it comes to the mother, she is only teme'ah for 7 days in order so that she can put behind herself all of the impurities and enter the berit milah of her son in a state of purity. She has the ability to witness the next stage of the creation. So these rabbis elaborate and they say that what's happening over here is the next step past creation. Now she's linking the creation of the world to the next step over here, which is purity and impurity, because we're taking creation to the next stage. Not only are we taking to the next stage with recognizing that there's a concept of Tum'ah and Tahara, pure and impure, but we're passing it over to the next generation and being metaken the child. We're fixing the child. The child was born with that Tum'ah on him. We're removing the Orla, we're removing the Brit Milah, and we're passing over our tradition of why we were created. We were created for the purposes of pursuing purity, of connecting to our Torah and our mitzvot.